You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Furious Artists with Francis and Liam. So you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
A few weeks back, we had a kōrero, actually with Greg as well, as he was representing the New Zealand Maritime Museum about the Always Song in the Water exhibition. Today, we'll be having a chat with one of the artists who contributed to the exhibition, John Pule, a Niue-based artist who has provided the Momohianga piece. We had a chat about where it came from, what inspired it, and more.
Kia ora, my name is John Pule. I'm an artist, painter, drawer, and poet. And I was born in Niue, but I've been living in New Zealand for most of my adult life, and I moved back to Niue 8 years ago.
So you have a piece as a part of the new Always Song in the Water exhibition at the New Zealand Maritime Museum. Could you just tell me a bit more about this work?
Mohianga is a painting that from a series of paintings that, that I made in response to my returning back to Niue and being influenced by, you know, the landscape, the ocean, sky, and also very influenced by where I built my house on family land. So the painting is basically, very colourful, something that I have been experimenting with because my earlier works was kind of based around the Niuean Hiapo, which is mainly black. But in this case, I've been working in colours, and Momohianga is a result of that.
Do you regularly take inspiration from the environment and the ocean and things like that?
Yes, I do. Niue, as you know, is surrounded by the ocean. So, obviously it's a very important part of my art-making process. And this exhibition, Always a Song in the Water, is about that, the core foundation of the exhibition is the ocean and how we live near it and how we look at it and how we, think about living with it.
Yeah, and this piece within itself really almost creates its own world with the massive towering plants, as you mentioned, of multiple different colours and the few people standing beneath it. Did you kind of want to create this new atmosphere through both your heritage and the kind of connection to the Moana?
Yes, I do. In a lot of my most recent paintings, the world is depicted as overwhelming, sublime, and towering over, human figures. And so when you look at the painting, you're going to see figures of families, children, and they're kind of like really small in comparison, to the power of nature and also the ocean, which is very present in a lot of my paintings. And yes, it's about living with nature, living with the ocean, and trying to kind of find that harmony that you can only find if you understand, living next to the sea or living in nature.
How did you kind of go about bringing more colour into this piece, like you mentioned? You mentioned most of your work before this was generally quite monochromatic, but was there anything else that you'd kind of done earlier on in your career that you could draw from for this, or was it kind of a new learning experience for you?
The experience kind of really started when I was part of the nine artists who travelled to the Kermadec in 2011, and we sailed up from New Zealand on the HMNS Otago to the Kermadec Islands, and we disembarked on a small island called Raoul Island, and that was for me a very fascinating trip, and it kind of triggered off, how I was going to kind of approach my next group of paintings, and this exhibition is kind of like an expanded version of that trip that us nine artists took part in.
Would you say that the majority of your work does come from direct experiences like that?
A lot of it, yes. Yes, like I said before, my earlier works were kind of based on the Niuean Hiapo, which is mostly rendered in black colour. And so I would use only I would only use black in the kind of like if you see the Nguyen Hiapo, you understand you know where I'm coming from. But the Nguyen Hiapo was kind of produced mainly in the 19th century, and it was our way of kind of telling, you know, the stories, the contemporary stories that were happening in the 19th century. And I've just took that format and did the same thing in the, you know, in contemporary environment.
Were you surrounded by much of that kind of art when you were growing up?
I didn't really discover art until quite late. I didn't really start painting until I was like 26. So I was quite late, you know, coming into that world. But, you know, I've managed to stick to it.
Speaking on that point, do you think that you'll be kind of experimenting more with these different colour schemes in your work after this point? I mean, this was created in 2020, I believe, so have you been playing around with that a bit more recently?
Yes. I'll probably be, you know, kind of where it takes me. I live in Niue. I have a studio in Niue, which was kindly gifted to me by the Niuean government. For free, and I'm very lucky in that respect, because the studio is right next to the ocean, and it's also situated in a very historical old government building. So you know, it's these kind of experiences, you know, that kind of you know, formulates, you know, kind of like the architecture of what I will be doing. Not today, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, and you are now here in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, for a few chats about the work and a bit of a meet the artist type thing happening this Saturday. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, on this Saturday, I think between the hours of 2 p.m. and 4 p.m, there will be five or six artists that were on that first Kermitic voyage. And we will be talking. Some of us will be playing music. We would be reading poetry. I think we've got one or two amazing singers from the Tongan community who are going to perform. And Greg and myself, we would be entertaining people with our poetry. And the poetry is very influenced by, you know, that trip that we did to the Kermadecs, and quite a few, you know, kind of things that we had been putting together. But the exhibition itself, I think it's a pretty amazing exhibition. There's over 40 new works in it, and this is the kind of things that we will be talking about on Saturday.
That was John Poulet chatting about his piece Momohanga as a part of the Always Song in the Water exhibition at the NZ Maritime Museum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.